Now stay tuned for Jimmy the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Sue from All Over. We just heard some PDX heavy hitters. That was the band Common Girl with the song I'd Rather You Not from EP2 that they self-released in 2023. And Common Girl are from right here in Portland, Oregon. And they're one of my favorites, or they were. The band ended last year, and it was like kind of a shock to me. They had a lot of momentum. Like, they played, they played the Mission Theater and the Crystal. And, like, I think that they started in, like, 2020 or 2021 or something. Like, meteoric rise for sure. Such a big loss for the city. Anyway, God bless Common Girl. Thank you for everything. Okay, and then we started that off with a prized possession in my collection. That was some very modern-sounding noisy slowcore. Very triumphant tidal wave of sound. That was Thousandaire with the song One Day I'll Finally Go Deaf from their self-titled LP that came out in 2020 on Colonial Records. And Thousandaire are from Atlanta, Georgia. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And, so I'm in my room right now. I guess I'm in my bedroom, but I took my mattress out and I moved it into the other room. Why did I do this? I took everything out of this room. It's weird. I didn't realize how weird it is until just now. Literally just now. Yeah, this is weird. Why did I do this? I just moved everything I have into the living room. So this room, my bedroom, is empty. Except for my clock. And then I moved my turntable and my speakers in here. When did I do this? Last week? Why can't I remember? Why did I do this? This is weird. This is weird, right? I just have this empty nothing room now. Empty except for my record player and my speakers and my clock. I guess I just wanted an empty room? I don't know. Everything I own, even my records. Oh, I didn't even move my records in here. I've just been grabbing a few and coming in here and listening to them in the dark and then putting them back afterwards. It's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, it sounds really cool. Maybe that's why I did this. It does sound cool in here, with all the natural reverb. Yeah. So yeah, I really like the way that long atmospheric songs sound in here. Oh, that's right. That's what I was getting at. I've been listening to a lot of instrumental post-rock lately. A lot of, like, slowcore. And I went down a rabbit hole on the history of those genres. And I didn't even realize how old slowcore is. I've mostly known more modern bands, like, you know, Cloakroom and Nothing and Greet Death and them. And that really hit in the 2010s. But unsurprisingly, the early proto-slowcore bands started back in the late 80s, like early 90s, around the same time the early post-rock bands were putting out those records. It makes sense. I mean, a lot of the same instincts, right? And I really like hearing the evolution of the genre into what it's become today, like being big and washed out. Early slowcore has a lot of the same dynamics, very quiet to very noisy. And here in this empty room, the dynamics are amplified, similar to modern slowcore. I mean, there's that. I guess it's a cool experience, I guess. Yeah, it's a cool experience. So, all right, what are we doing? Okay, so I grabbed a few for tonight. I grabbed eight. I grabbed eight records for the whole show. I kind of just want to listen to something that just, like goes, you know? Long songs that just keep going. I don't have to move the needle much tonight. And I want songs that need to breathe. I need to breathe. Yeah, so let's keep it going. I mean, we're not going to hear many records tonight since we only have an hour. So let's keep it going with... let's keep it going with a new band. This just came out, and it's their first full length. This is Slug Feast from Sacramento, California, with the song Heavy Heart.
Thank you.
the genre, or the inception of the genre, I guess. Of course, the legendary Kerosene 454 with the song Continued from the Came By to Kill Me LP that came out in 1996 on Slow Dime Records, which is Juan Luis Carrera and Amanda McKay, Ian McKay's sister's label. And then, of course, Discord Records from Washington, D.C. to Depressing as well. And Kerosene 454 are staples of the Washington, D.C. post-hardcore scene in the mid-90s. And then we started that off. Yeah, we only did two songs there. We started that off with a crushing, more like indie gaze band from Sacramento, California. That was, I misread this band name initially. The band Slug Feast. I originally read that as Slug Fest, which is a badass name, but Slug Feast fits them perfectly. Absolutely. And that was the song Heavy Heart from their self-titled album that came out last month on Cherub Dream Records from San Francisco, California. Congratulations, Slug Feast, on a fantastic debut full length. Oh, man, there's an incredible, like, classic-sounding emo band up here in Portland, Oregon called Bug Seance. Y'all should totally link up. That would be a dope show. So, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And thank y'all for being here in this empty room with me. For filling this empty room with me. It feels weird now that it's quiet, right? Now that the song ended, the silence is weirdly loud. It's really putting me in a place. Actually, it's putting me in a specific memory, actually. I had a friend growing up, my buddy Melody. I used to spend the night at her house, and she only owned, like,